First up, we need to bring in the band, the balloon, and the clowns.
That's right. It's our birthday.
5 years.
5 years.
Okay, let's do a high five.
Yep. Thank you, Darren, so much for being a big part of this show's success. And I'm not just saying that.
Well, thank you, John. It's always been my pleasure. But, you know, and thank you and the rest of the team here at WABE for bringing this really great program to, you know, the Atlanta landscape.
Well, as far as literary events this week, the first one is a biggie. And a familiar voice for NPR audiences and also ABC News.
It's hard to think of the landscape of NPR over its history and start naming names without this one coming up very quickly in the mix. And that is, of course, Cokie Roberts. She is coming to town Wednesday for a talk at an unusual venue, the Davis Academy, which is on Roberts Drive here in Atlanta. It is a fundraiser for the school. She's going to be talking about her book, Founding Mothers, Remembering the Ladies, which she brought out in 2005. It was a look at the women of the Revolution, of the American Revolution. You know, we know those names, Martha Washington and Dolly Madison, they come to mind very easily, but this is kind of a look at the distaff history of the of the American Revolution. But the new edition that has come out this year is actually a children's edition, and that's what the focus of this visit is going to be.
I think that we think women were sitting around tending to the tatting or pouring tea, and it's our view of first ladies, too, and it's all wrong. These were very, very politically passionate women.
This should be really wonderful evening. Cokie Roberts, she's such a fantastic speaker and a really warm presence. And she is at the Davis Academy. The name of the book is Founding Mothers, Remembering the Ladies. And Davis Academy is over in Roberts Drive here in Atlanta.
Our next author appearance is really perfect timing, given the fact that we're in the season of the Chinese New Year.
Yes, and this week we're touring different venues than usual. We have a visit from the acclaimed Chinese author Da Chen, who is probably best known for his memoirs, Brothers and Colors of the Mountain. His latest book is My Last Empress, but he is coming to Georgia State University this Friday at 11 o'clock. He's doing a public event down there as part of their Five from Five program, which is kind of exploring the world in various cultures. But Da Chen, who's a really wonderful presenter, he's a fantastic writer. He was born in China just at the cusp of the Cultural Revolution, and his father was put in labor camps, and it's his tale of going from that kind of impoverished upbringing to, you know, becoming a very successful man here in the U.S.
Very inspirational stuff.
Yeah, it's wonderful stuff. And, you know, I really love having a signed book, but there's nothing like a Da Chen signed book because he breaks out the brushes and signs it in Chinese calligraphy.
Oh, does he really?
And so there's a wonderful demonstration around calligraphy and that whole process there. So the author is Da Chen. His latest book is My Last Empress, and he is going to be at Centennial Hall Auditorium on the Georgia State University campus at 11 o'clock on Friday morning.
It's hard to believe that it's been, goodness, about 14 years or so since we first heard of the Portland indie rock band The Decemberists.
Yes, and they've gone on to sell over a million records and are kind of one of the premier indie bands around these days.
We are two mariners, a ship's sole survivors in this belly of a whale.
For some people, heading up a Grammy-winning, million-selling band would be enough of a creative outlet, but not for...
Plenty of satisfaction.
Yeah. But not for Colin Molloy. He and his wife, Carson Ellis, who is a really accomplished illustrator, are bringing out their third book in the Wildwood series. And as a fundraiser for Poverty is Real, a local nonprofit, they're doing an event at Kavarna Coffee in Decatur. And they'll be reading and signing and talking and meeting folks there. You know, it has that fantasy thing going on. There are witches and warlocks type.
The Harry Potter
Stuff. But it's set very much in the here and now. So, for example, one of the plots going on in this book is this band of runaway orphans that start collaborating with underground saboteurs to rescue their friends from imprisonment in an industrial wasteland. You know, and much of the action takes place in parks up in Seattle, up in Washington.
Mm-hmm. And, stuff. So a dark thread sort of running through the books.
Yeah, but set in very real places that, you know, you can go and find on the map today.
Mm-hmm.
You go and see places that a touring musician might have spotted along the way.
Right, not quite like Hogwarts.
Yeah, so it's Colin Molloy and Carson Ellis We'll be at Kavarna Coffee in Decatur, and that's going to start Friday at 7 o'clock. Check in at Little Shop of Stories in Decatur, who is also a sponsor of this event, for ticketing details.
Reclaimed our small estate, and my poor mother lost her mind. Then one day in spring, my dear sweet mother died. But before she did, I took her hand as she died.